It's a novel that really prompts people to want to find out more.
Yeah, you know, I think sometimes historical fiction can give us the feeling as readers that we're getting sort of the real story of something that happened historically, even if those details are, you know, made up by the author. Mm-hmm. Do you think that's part of what draws us to historical fiction in general?
Yeah, I do. I think it helps open the door, and whereas sometimes reading narrative nonfiction may seem a little bit too heavy or intimidating. Novels help bring us into the world, maybe in a friendlier way. What's kind of wonderful about Doctorow's novel, though, is he keeps nudging us in the ribs in various ways and saying, don't forget, this is a novel. You know,
How does he do that?
Well, you know, he'll have Daniel almost self-conscious. The premise is that Daniel is doing a master's thesis on his parents while he's at Columbia. So he's trying to find out more about the case. And so it's self-conscious in that way. And I think in some ways that's more responsible on Doctorow's part to keep saying to us, don't forget this is a novel. It may not have happened this way. Some readers don't like being pulled out of the world of the novel like that. But I think, especially with historical fiction, it's good to be reminded, wait a minute, it could have happened this way, or maybe it happened another way. You know, I'm just giving you, you know, one version. I mean, Doctorow kind of intrudes as a writer and reminds us that this is his theory and it may not be the truth.